Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Shur. Maseches Ksubos has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shlomo Nyman, Leila Nishmas of Yaakov ben Matasio Zatzal and Chaya Bas Pesach.
Ksubos Daf Chav Zayin. In the Mishnah and Daf Chav Vav Mebeis, we learned about the Isha Shenechbesha Bidei Oivde Kechavim, a woman who was captured amongst the Goyim, and the Mishnah is Mechalek between the case where she was Nechbesha Yidei Mamin for the purposes of money, which is owed to them, then she's Muteres Labayla. Because, as Rashi explains, they're afraid to be mafsid their money. They're not going to get their money back if they violate her. However, Aydei Nefashis, if the reason why she was Nechbesha, the reason why she was captured is because she was Nidoinis to be put to death, then Asur Labayla. Because then they're Noyig with her Minig Hefker. And as the Gemara explains, the fact that we say that Aydei Mamin, she's Muteres Labayla, is only at the time that Yad Yisrael Tekifa Al Oivde Kechavim. If Kla Yisrael is Shoylet on the Goyim, the government is a Jewish one, and they have Shlita over the Goyim. Masha'enkein, if the Goyim are Shoylet on Yisrael, then even Aydei Mamin, she's Asur Labayla. And as our Gemara is Mechalek, even the fact that we say that she's Muteres, at the time that Yad Yisrael's Tekifa Al Oivde Kechavim, when she was Nechbesha Aydei Mamin, that is only when she was captured against her will. However, if she owed money and she herself gave herself over as a mashkin, hurhana, then there's more of a chshash that she was nev'eles, and you need to have Edim saying that she was not nitmes. So we have a regular case of Nechbesha Aydei Mamin, which the Mishnah tells us is Muter, and the Gemara qualifies that by saying that that's only in a case where Yad Yisrael Tekifa Al Oivde Kechavim, and as the Gemara explains further, that's only where she was captured against her will. The second case that's mentioned in the Mishnah was Aydei Nefashis, then she's Asura Labayla. And of course, the case of Yad Oivde Kechavim, Tekifa Al Atzman, which means that they are Shoylet on Yisrael, even Aydei Mamin, she's Asura Labayla. So we really have three cases where we know she's Asura Labayla. The case of Aydei Nefashis, the case of Aydei Mamin, when it's Yad Oivde Kechavim Tekifa Al Atzman, meaning when the Goyim are Shoylet on us. And thirdly, the case of Hurhana, where she gave herself over as a mashkin. Now, Tosfos explains in Dibur Amaschil Al Yedei that there's a chiluk between these various dinim. In the case that she was Nechbesha Aydei Mamin, and we saw in the Mishnah that she's Muteres Labayla, that means she's Muteres even Labayla Koyin. Dahainu, we don't have a chshash. Not that the Goyim were boil her with her rutzin, and not that they were ma'anis her, because they want to make sure they get back their mamin. They will not get back their mamin unless they leave her alone totally. Now, in the case where Yad of the Kechavim are Tekifa Al Atzman, where the Goyim have Shlita over Yidden, where we said that even if she was captured Aydei Mamin, she's Asura Labayla, that means that she's Asura Labayla Koyin. If her husband is a Koyin, then she's Asura to him, because we're Choshe that she was Nensa. A Koyin, an Eishes Koyin, is Asur to her husband if she was Nensa, and Eishes Yisrael is only Asur if it was Lerotzen. So Tosfos is of the opinion that the fact that we said that she becomes Asura to her husband when it's Yad Oivde Kechavim Tekifa Al Atzman, when Goyim have Shlita over Yidden, that's only if her husband is a Kayan. We have a chshash that she was Nensa. We don't have a chshash that she did it with consent. However, says Tosfos, in the case where she was Nechbesha Aydei Nefashis, that she's Asura Labayla, that is that she's even Asur to her husband if he's a Yisrael. Because there, we're not just Choshish that they were Ma'anisur, we're Choshish that maybe she was Nisratzisa in order to be Noisechein Beinehem so that they shouldn't kill her. However, the Rambam in Perek Yud Ches Hilchas Yisuri Bia Halacha Lamed agrees to the first two halachas that we just mentioned. He agrees that Nechbesha Aydei Mamin, when we don't have a chshash, she's Muteres even to her husband is a Kayin. Number two, that in a case of Yad Oivde Kechavim Tekifa Al Atzman, that we said that she's Asur Labayla, that's only she's Asur Labayla Kayin. That's a chshash that she was Nensa. However, din number three, the Rambam argues with. He holds that in the case of the Mishnah of Nechbesha Aydei Nefashis, where we say she's Asura Labayla, she's only Asura Labayla Koyin. According to Tosfos, she's Asura Labayla, even Yisrael, because we're chosh that she did it Berotzen. The Rambam disagrees with that. He holds that we only have a chshash that she was Nensa. And the Ramban agrees with the Shittas Rambam. And the Ramban asks a kasha on Shittas Tosfos. Tosfos, who learns that Aydei Nefashis, she becomes Asur to her husband, even if he's Yisrael, because of the chshash that she was Nisratza, he asks, why should she become Asur to her husband? Even if we have a chshash that because of the fear that he's going to kill her, she was Nisratza, that should be considered like an oinus. Because any ritzu that was because of a pachad, the woman is Muteres to her husband, even if he's a Yisrael. Now, from the Lashon of the Ramban, it's not clear if he means that when an Isha does it out of pachad, that's considered an oinus. Or he means that even though it's considered rotzen, but it's mutter for her to do it, because as is mavur, according to some rishonim, the sugya earlier on daf gimel, that since an isha is karka oilam, she's passive in the maisa bia, so there's no din yahorig val yaver legabe gila rayas for her, and therefore anytime she's in a pacha that she's going to get killed, it's mutter for her to be nevelas, so therefore she wouldn't become usher to her husband. So either he means that when something's done out of pachad, even if she's nisratza to the maisa, that has a din of an oinus, or he means that it has a din of a rotzen, but it's mutter for her to do it anyway. Now if you learn that the hesber is the second way, that it has a din of a rotzen, it's just that she's muteres to be nevelas, because she's only karka oilam, then you would have a raya from the Ramban against the shita of the Marik. It's a famous Marik in Shairish Kuf Samach Zayin, who says that if an isha was zinza tachas baila berotzen, and she didn't know that there was an iser, she still becomes asura lebaila. And his hesber is because it doesn't say in the parsha of Soita, limo mal bashem, rather it says umala voy moal, she was moyal in her husband. And what generates the iser to her husband is the fact that she was not faithful to her husband. So regardless of whether it's mutter for her, as far as Hashem is concerned, to be nevelas, she still would become asura to her husband anytime she did it beratzin, because she was unfaithful to her husband. And his raya is from the case of Esther. It says, a kasher avarti avarti, the Gemara Megillah darshins, that since up until now it was ba'oinis, she wasn't asura to Mordechai. But now that it's going to be beratzin with Achashverosh, she becomes asur to him. Even though there was no iser in what she was doing, nevertheless she becomes usser because once she was nisratza and she did it willingly, even if it was for fear that she would get killed, she becomes usser to her husband. So that would be the hesber in both of the possible havanas of the Ramban. As far as Tosfos is concerned, Tosfos does hold that she would be asura to her husband who's Yisrael because of the svar of Shem Nisratza. Now it could be that Tosfos holds it like the Marik, so that would take care of the problem of the Ramban according to our second understanding. As far as the other understanding, that anytime an Isha does something out of Pachad, that she's going to get killed, we consider it an Oinus. You could say Tosfos holds that it's not called an Oinus. However, Rabbi Chanan, in the Kovet Shiurim, in the first parak, in Ois Tes, explains that the Shitza Tosfos is that this is not called an Oinus, because we're not talking about a case where the guy said to her, if you aren't Nevelis to me, I'm going to kill you. That actually would be called a case of an Oinus. Here, we're talking about a case where the guy was Dan Her Lemisa, so his plan, the reason why he took her, is in order to kill her. We're choishish that perhaps in order to save her life, she was nisratzis to him, and she offered him to be nivelis. What's the difference between the two cases? Rabbi Chanan illustrates this with the Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Yisoidei HaTorah, Perakei Halacha Dalet, paskins the din that a person's chayav to give up his life for the three averus chamuras, for gila rais, shvichas dam, and averus zara. However, he says, if a person was being forced by his life to do one of the averus chamuras, and he chooses to do the avera instead of forfeiting his life, although he did the wrong thing, he nevertheless does not get punished. We don't kill him. And that's because there is a ptur oinus. The Torah tells us that a person who is in a position of oinus is not chayiv. And this is called oinus because he's being forced with his life. However, later on in Halacha Vav, the Rambam paskins that a person is allowed to save his life, let's say he's sick, and he could use an avera in order to save his life. So all the other averas, he has the right to be over in order to save his own life. However, one of the averas chamuras, averas orgil, rash, shvichas domim, he has no right to use to be merapi himself. And over there, the Rambam says, im aver v'nisrapi, oinshin oisei bezdin, oinish aroyloi. Then he does get an oinish. What's the hesber in the chilik? The teretz is that when somebody points a gun to his head and says, if you don't go and be over this avera, I'll kill you. Since the siba for his getting killed is the avera, we look at the avera as being be'oinus. Because the only reason why he's going to get killed is for lack of doing the avera. So the death threat is what's being ma'anis him to do this particular avera. Masha'enkein, if a person's sick, the cause for the life danger that he's in is not the avera per se. The reason why he's in danger is because the sickness is endangering his life. It happens to be that he could get out of that misa, he could save his life, are they doing the avera? That is called that he's doing the avera beratzin, because nobody's forcing him to do the avera. It's not as if the sickness says, go and do this avera, otherwise I'll kill you. The sickness says, I'm going to kill you. You can go beratzin, save your own life. So in the same light, explains Rabbi Chanan, that's the pshat in our Tosfos. It may be true that when an isha does something out of pachad of misa, she's called an oines and she's not usher to her husband. But in our case, since when they captured her, they didn't do it in order to be boil her. They did it because she was nidoines lamisa. We have a chash that she's going to be nisratzis, meaning that she herself is going to be mamtzi, the idea that in order to save her life, she will offer her services and be nivelas. That already is called ratzin. And Rabbi Chanan adds that even the Rambam, who paskins that an Isha who's married to a Yisro, when she's nechbisha al-yidei nefashis, she does not become usher to her husband, agrees in principle to the Yisro that we just said, that in a case where the Isha tries to save herself, she does become usher to her husband. It's just that the Rambam holds that even al-yidei nefashis, we're not choshish that maybe she was nisratzis aloy, that she was nisratzis to this guy in order to save herself from Misa. So the only machlokes in Rambam and Tosfos is whether we're choshish that the Isha would do such a thing. And this yisoid that we're saying, b'shitzat Tosfos, and we're saying the Rambam also agrees to it as well, is used by the Hafla on our daf to answer the kasha that the Beis Shmuel asks in Ibn Ezer, Simon Zayin, Sivkot, and Chav Beis. He asks as follows, according to Tosfos that we just said, that holds that the Isha by Nechbisha al Yedei Nefashis becomes usher to her husband even if he's a Yisrael, why is it different than the Mishnah on our daf of Ir, Shekavshua Karkum, where we say only that the Eishes Kayan becomes usher? Now everybody has a Pachat Misa, and why is the Eishes Yisrael Muteris? The Stamad Milsa is that the guy doesn't kill her, he's going to be boil her. And like the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, Daf Chaf Hamabez, Isha Klei Zayna Aleha, she always has her weapon that she could be Niv'elas. So why by the Isha Kavshua Karkam, we don't ask her Eishes Yisroel? Masha'en came by Nechbisha Al Yidei Nefashis, we do. The Teretz is that there's a difference between the reason why the guy came L'chatchila. By the Isha that was Nechbisha, she was really Nechbisha in order to be Dan her L'misa. So being Nisratze is a way of getting herself out of the Misa, but she's not being forced to do this act. This act can be used to save her life, but it's not the Siba for the Misa. Masha'enkin by the Irshav Kashua Karkam, what they're really after when they capture the Nashim is to force them to do Be'ila. They have no reason to kill them, like we do by an Isha that was in Dinas Lamisa, and therefore the Siba for the Misa is the fact that they want to be boiled them. Male over there, it's considered an Oines, and an Eishes Yisro remains Muteres to her husband. On the Mishnah of Ir Shekavshua Karkam, that the Mishnah Paskas Kol Kahanois, Senimtsu Besoicha Psulais, were Choshish, that they were Ma'anis, any one of these Nashim, the Gemara says, Amrav Idibar Oven, Amrav Yitzchik Barashian, Im Yesha Machboya Achas, Matzelus Al Kahanis Kulon. If there's one hiding place, and that's Matzelus on all the Kahanis, because now it's possible that they hid there and they weren't available for the Goyim to be Ma'anis them. The Gemara then brings the Shiloh of Rabbi Yirmiyah. What happens if the Machboya, the hiding place, is only big enough to hold one of the women? Mahu. What's the halacha? Mi amrinan kol chada vechada, hainu ha. Do we have the right, when we're being done on each individual woman, we could say maybe this is the one that hid in that hiding place? Or we don't say that. And that the Gemara asks, Maishna mishnei shvilin. Why is it different than the case of shnei shvilin? There were two paths. One of them has a mace buried underneath it, and if somebody crosses that path, he's being mahil on the kever that's buried there, and he's tummy. The other one of the two paths is tar. There's no mace buried there. And Adam Tar walked on one of the two paths, and afterwards he dealt with Tyrus. He touched Tyrus. His friend went on the other path, and he also touched Tyrus. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Im nishal zebifnei atzmei v'zebifnei atzmei, if each one comes individually to ask the Shaila, then we have the right to use each one's din to be tahar. If they came together, then they're tmeis. Because it's impossible to pass on both of them at the tar, because we know for sure one of them is vadei tamei. Rabbi Yossi says, benkach u benkach tmeim. The Gemara explains that the machlokes really is as follows. When they all come bevas achas, everybody agrees that they're tmeim, because we can't paskin on both of them simultaneously that they're tar when we know one of them is vadai tamei. When they come bezachar zeh, they come consecutively, they don't come together, then divrei hakol tahorim. Everybody agrees that each one is given his own individual din, that he's tar. The whole machlokes is, what happens if one of them came to ask on himself and on his friend? Is that considered like the case of coming b'vas achas, or like the case of coming b'zachar zeh? And the Gemara then says that our case of the Machboya Achas, the one hiding place, that we're asking to be toila every woman in the city, that she was hiding there, is similar to the case of Vasachas, because we want to be mater all of them simultaneously. And the Gemara answers that it's not similar, because by the Shnei Shvilin, we know that there's Tumah underneath one of them. Mashenken over here, we don't know Bevade that any one woman was Nivelis. Therefore, there's no problem being toila every one that she was in the hiding place. Now, an explanation of the din of Shnei Shvilin, that when the two people come and ask us, Bezeh Acher Zeh, that we have the right to paskin on each of them individually, that they're Tahar, we find a Machlekes Rishonim. Rashi over here, in Debra Maschul Tahirim, says, the Kolchat, Ki Asil Kamon, Talina Le Lememer B'Tahar Halach, each one that comes in front of us, we're toiled to say that he went in the Tahar Shvil, the Havale Safek Tumah B'Shus HaRabim, Usfekoi Tahar. The rule is that Safek Tumah, if it's B'Shus HaYachid, Sfekoi Tameh, if it's B'Shus HaRabim, Sfekoi Tahar, as the Gemara learns out in Soita, in the fifth parak from the Parsha of Soita. However, Tosfos and Shvuos, Daf Yotes Amud Aleph, hold that the reason why we are mitayer each one individually is not because of the rule of Safek Tumah B'Shus HaRabim, rather because of the rule of Chazaka. Each one has a Cheskes Taira, and we could use the Cheskes Taira to be mitayer each one. And Tosfos over there also speaks out that we're not talking about the Rishus HaYachid. He says, in the Rishus HaYachid, the rule is Safek Tumah B'Rishus HaYachid, it's Tzveikei Tameh. But then Tosfos finishes off by saying, Aval Hacha Ayri B'Rishus HaRabim, Du Mukmin Alei B'Cheskes Taira. So Tosfos clearly doesn't learn it's because of the rule of Safek Tumah B'Rishus HaRabim, Tzveikei Tar, rather because of Din Cheskes Taira. Now, as Rav Chanan points out, the Shitas HaTosfos in Chulin Daf Tesimah Beis and in Nida Daf Beisimah Aleph, is that the rule of Safek Tumah B'Rishus HaRabim, Sfekei Tahar, that we learn out from Soita, is a rule that works even when there is no Cheskes Taira. So why is it that Tosfos has to say in Shvuos that the reason why we're Metaira over here, each one individually, is because of the Cheskes Taira? If the halach is that B'Rishus HaRabim, you don't even have to have a Cheskes Taira. The answer is very simple. Rabbi Chanan points this out as well. And Tosfos over there in those two places speaks out that anytime you have a Tarti de Sasri, you have something that's an inherent contradiction because it's impossible that both of them are Tahar, you don't learn out from Soita. We're not mitayer them, mikoyach the din of Soita. And that's why we have to come on to Chazaka, and it comes out of Chiddush and Din, and it would be Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. According to Tosfos, only where there was a Cheskes Taira do we say that we're Metaira each one individually, and according to Rashi, even if we don't know of a Cheskes Taira, we have no prior idea as to what their status is, we still would be Metaira each one, because Rashi holds that the rule of Safek Tumah B'Rishus HaRabim, Sfekei Tor, is operative even when it's a Tarti Zasri. And that means that Tosfos distinguishes between these two rules. According to Tosfos, the rule of Safek Tumah B'Rishus HaRabim Sfekei Tahar is not said when it's a Tarti D'Sasri, when one of them has to be Tameh. Masha Enkein, the rule of Chazaka, that works, even though it's a Tarti D'Sasri, as long as the two of them come to us B'Zeh Zeh individually. Because if they come B'Vas Achas, Tosfos holds Me'ikar Adin, we would be Metar both of them, Mikoy Chazaka. This Tosfos says B'Ferish and Nida, Daf Samach Amud Aleph. It's just that it would look bad. It would look like a chuchah v'tlula. It looks like a joke if Bezdin is mitayer two people that we know one of them is tamei. But in principle, we be'etzim would be mitayer both of them because the rule of chazaka does not care if it's a tarti desasri. What's the hesber in this chilik alibi de Tosfos? Why is it that the rule of Safek Tumah B'Rishus HaRabim Sfekei Tor is not operative? Kol zman we know that there's a tarti desasri and that one of them has to be tamei. Masha enkein, the rule of chazaka does work even in a case of a Tarti D'Sasri. The answer, says Rabbi Chanan, and this is in Kovet Shurim Chelik Beis, in the section on Shev Shmaitza, in Ois Yud Gimel, is that Tosfos understands that Chazaka is a rule that the Torah gave not to be mevarer what happened. It's not as if through the rule of Chazaka we have the right to assume that B'Metzias, this person walked down this particular shvil. Rather, Chazaka, according to Tosfos, is just a hanhaga. It tells us how to behave. It gives us direction and din. The raya to this, says Rabbi Chanan, is from the fact that we paskind that treyu trey is a sfeika derabbanan. When you have two edim against two other edim, we have the right to use Chazaka to paskin. Now, if Chazaka was Mevara the Suffolk, it was Machriya the Suffolk, it wouldn't be able to do that B'makam Treyu Trey, because you cannot be Machriya a Suffolk against Edim. And either Tzad that you take, no matter what Tzad the Chazaka is telling you, like, you're against Edim. Now, if you listen to our shir on Daf Chavav, then you're aware that Lefi Shitas Rashi, this is indeed true. You cannot be Machriya Asafik Neged Edim, and that's why over there we brought down from Reb Shimon Shkop that Rashi distinguishes between a chazaka b'makam treu trei and a regular chazaka. Usually, chazaka, according to Rashi, is machriya the suffix, says Reb Shimon. It cannot do that by treu trei, and therefore, the nature of chazaka when there is a treu trei is just to tell us a hanaga how to behave. But Rabbi Chanan is claiming that Shitas HaToifis over here is that chazaka is never machriya the suffix. He doesn't want to accept that there are two types of chazaka. There's one gzeres hakasav of chazaka that we learn out from the parsha of Negoyim. So if we see that you're capable of using chazaka when there's a trey u'trey, then that's a simen that all chazaka is a hanhaga. It tells us how to behave. And that's why Tosfos asked the kasha on daf chavav medbeis on Rashi. Because Tosfos is not willing to accept the theory that there are two types of chazakas, ayin sham. So once we say that the Shitas HaToifis is that all chazaka does is tell us how to behave, but it's not machriya the suffik. It cannot be mevar the suffik, as you see from trey u'trey. So it doesn't bother us that when there's a scenario in which there's a tarti desasri that we'll use chazaka, because if chazaka was a birur, if chazaka was machriya the suffik, if the Torah told us to assume that what happened was in accordance with the chazaka, then it would be impossible when you have a tarti desasri, because you cannot assume two things that contradict each other. Masha'en came the rule of safek tuma b'rishos harabim sfekei tahar. Rabbi Chanan understands that Tosfos' shita is that is machriya the safek. Safek tuma b'rishos harabim sfekei tahar is not simply a halacha telling me how to be noyheg. Rather, it tells me to assume that the facts are that this person is tahar. And therefore, that rule, the rule of safek tuma b'rishos harabim sfekei tahar, lefi Tosfos, cannot work when there's a tarti desasri. So Tosfos in Shavuos has to explain that the reason why by Shnei Shvilin, when they come Bezecher Zeh, we have the right to paskin on each one individually that he's Tahar, is Dafka because of the rule of Chazaka. The rule of Safek Tum B'Rishas HaRabim Sfekei Tahar would not be operative because it's a Tarti Desasri, but the rule of Chazaka would be operative. And Rabbi Chanan says that Araya to Tosfos is our Sugya, because since our Gemara is Medama the din of Shnei Shvilin to the din of Shavuya, and by the din of Shavuya, the reason why we be Metaher every single woman and say that she was the one who hid in the machboya is only because of the din of chazaka. So if we could connect the din of Shnei Shvilin to the din of Shavuya, that means that by Shnei Shvilin as well, the reason why we're capable of paskining on each one individually is because of the din of chazaka. That's what Chanan says is a raya to Tosfos. Now we already saw that Rashi doesn't agree with Tosfos. Rashi does learn that the din of Shnei Shvilin is because of the din of Safek Tumah B'Rishas HaRabim Sfekei Tahar. So Rashi is obviously not bothered by this problem of Tosfos. And why not? After all, it sounds like a good taina. When something is machriya the suffik, it shouldn't be able to do so when there's a tarti desasri. So we find in the Achronim two separate mahalchim how to understand Shitas Rashi. From the Mishnah LeMelech in Perek Yutes of Ovis HaTumah Halacha Beis, it's mashma that he understands that Rashi Shita is that Sofek Tumah B'Rishas HaYachid Sveikei Tameh and Sofek Tumah B'Rishas HaRabim Sveikei Tahar is also only a hanhaga. And therefore, it doesn't really bother us to paskin a tarti desasri unless they actually come at the same time. When they come at the same time, there's a problem for Bezdin to actually issue a psak, which is clearly an incorrect psak. But if they do come separately, although we know that we're going to end up paskining two different psakim, which are a tarti desasri, that doesn't make a difference. Just like Tosfos understands that there wouldn't be a problem with chazaka. And the fact that we apply it to Shavuya in our sugya, we already explained that the shita of Rashi is that there are two separate halachas of chazaka. When it's not a case of trey trey, we saw that Rashi's shita is that chazaka could be machriya the suffik. But when you have a scenario in which it cannot be machriya the suffik, we still have the hanaga of chazaka. So it could be that Rashi agrees that when there's a tarti desasri, it's just like in the case of trey trey, that we don't allow the chazaka to be machriya the suffik, but it still can tell you how to be noyheg. And the Gemara is comparing these two halachas, which both them work as a hanhaga. However, in the Kunjus HaChazakas, he understands that Rashi Shita La'olam is just like Tosfos, that Safek Tumah B'Rishas HaRabim Sfekei Tahar is a hachra. It's a din vadai, it tells me to assume that the emes is that the person is tahar. Yet Rashi holds that even so, there's no problem when Bezdin is paskining on one person to be machriya one way, even if they know that when the other person comes, they'll have to be machriya a different way. Because that's the whole idea of Bezeh Acher Zeh. In this person's world, he's supposed to treat it as if he is Tohar Vadai. The other person is responsible to treat himself with his own world. And even if each of them is being told to assume B'Toiras Vadai that that's the Metzias, that doesn't bother us as long as we don't have to do it together. And Hu Adin, in the case of Shvuya, we saw that the Shitas Rashi is, like we said, there are two dinim of Chazakah, and whenever it's not a Trei U'Trei, Chazakah is really Machriya the Suffik. So l'fi this Mahalach, we don't have to say that the Chazakah by Shvuya is merely Hanhoga, like in the case of Trei U'Trei. Adrabba, the Chazakah is Machriya for us, the Suffik tells it to assume a certain way, assume things didn't change, but the fact that I'm going to paskin that for this person doesn't make a difference, ligabe, the fact that I tell his friend to assume otherwise. So these are the two Mahalchim in how to understand Shitas Rashi. Now there's a big nafkamina between the two Mahalchim, because what happens if Ruvain goes down one of the two Shvilim, and he touches Tyrus? So of course we paskin that those Tyrus are Tahar. Because, according to Rashi, Safek Tum Rishus Arabim Sveke Tahar, we have the right to be Metayer Ruvain, and then be Metayer whatever he touched. Shimon goes down the other Shvil, and Shimon comes in front of us separately, not together with Ruvain. We paskin on Shimon, you're also Tahar. If Shimon goes and touches Tyrus, those Tyrus are also paskin that they're Tahar. Now what would be if one Kayan would want to eat both of these two Tyrus, the Tyrus that were touched by Ruvain and the Tyrus that were touched by Shimon? Suppose they're both Truma. And now we have Truma that was touched by both the person that walked down Shvil number one and by the person that walked down Shvil number two. So if the psak of Safek Tumah B'Rishus HaRabim Sveke Tahar is a psak Vadai, then it should make no difference. Once we paskind on Ruvain that he is Vadai Tahar, that is the current reality. And when he touches Tyrus, it was a person who there was already a hachra on him, that he's Tahar Bidin Vadai, who was touching those Tyrus. So those Tyrus are unchanged. They remain Tahar. Shimon has the same psak. He was given a psak that he's Vadai Tahar. When he touches Tyrus, those Tyrus are also unchanged. So a Kayan now is going and eating two Tyrus, that both of them, Min Hadin, were unchanged. They're both Tahar. We are Machriya Midin Vadai, that each of them is Tahar. And now he's eating things that are Tahar. Masha'en Kain, if the Halacha is a Din Hanhaga Misafik, that although we're Besafik, we tell you that the way you should behave, the Hanhaga should be one of Tahar. So there is no Hachra that Ruvain is Vadai Tahar. And when Ruvain touched something, and Shimon touched Tyrus, and one Kayan wants to eat both of them, the halacha should be that the Kayan is not allowed to. So that would be a nafgamina between these two Mahalchim in Shitas Rashi. What does Tosfos hold about this issue? Take a look at Tosfos in our sugya. Dibra maschel ve'im. Tosfos says ve'im nishal zeb b'fnei atzmei v'zeb b'fnei atzmei tohoyrois. The halacha is if each one individually asks us, so we retire them. Loi sheyoichleim adam echad. We would not allow one person to eat both tyrus. The imkain yoichel vaday tuma. He's going to eat something that's definitely tummy. Why does Tosfos say this? Because Tosfos is lishitasam. They learned that this whole din is only a hanhaga. Only anhaga means that we weren't machriya the suffik. We still have a suffik. We just say al tetzianu mi suffik. But if it comes now to a matzav where we know vadai that you're eating tumah, we wouldn't allow it. However, the Shita Mekubetzes says bedas Rashi that in the case where the two of them came separately and we paskin on each of them that he's tahar, the din would be that the tyrus that each of them subsequently touched could be consumed by adam echad. Because the halacha is that as soon as he touched those Tyrus, we assume that they're Tahar Vadai. So we see that the Shidim Kubetzes is understanding that that's goof of the Machloikis, Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi is capable of learning our sugya because of the din of Savik Tumah B'Rishus HaRabim Sveke Tahar, even though he agrees that it's a Achra Vadai, he just argues on Tosfos and holds that it's possible, even with a Tarte Desastri, as long as they don't come in front of us at the same time together, to paskin on each one individually that is Tahar, and that will be a Psak Vadai, it will be Achra Vadois, and then whatever happens subsequently is treated like it's Tahar Vadai. Now, even though Tosfos then goes and brings a Raya, Shitim Kubetzes holds that it's not a Raya. We can defend Rashi from the Raya that they bring. Tosfos brings a Raya from the Gemara in Shavuos that says that if one person, Ruvain, went on one of the two Shvilin, and he did not go into the Beis HaMikdash, and then he went on to the second Shvil, and then he went into the Beis HaMikdash, he's Chayiv for going into the Beis HaMikdash as a Tamei, because he's Tamei Mimonavshach. Says the Shitim Kubetzes, that's not a Raya to our case, because in our case, prior to Ruvain's touching Tyrus, we already paskin on him that he is Tohar Midin Vadai, because he only went on one of the two Shvilin. prior to Shimon's touching Tyrus, we paskin on him that he's Tahar Vadai. So each of these two Tyrus were touched by somebody who's Tahar Vadai. Masha Enkein, in the case of the Gemara in Shavuos, where one person went on two Shvilin at two separate times, he would have to tell Beis Din, before going into the Beis HaMikdash, I walked down those two Shvilin. And in such a case, there's no question that we would paskin on him that he's Vadai Tomei. Since he's Vadai Tomei, he would be Chayiv if he went into the Beis HaMikdash. Now Rabbi Chanan asks the Kasha on this Tosfos from the Gemara in Bava Kama. Tosfos is telling us that it would be usher for one person to eat both of these two tyres. Ask Rabbi Chanan, if one person cannot eat both of them, then why is it mutter for him to eat one of them? The halacha is that when you have a tarti de sasri, which is obviously how we're treating the two chatichais, because we don't allow you to eat them together, you're not even allowed to eat one of them. Where do we know that from? From the Gemara Bava Kama, daf yud alef amid alef. The Gemara over there is discussing a shilya shiyotzasa miksasa. A woman was supposed to give birth, and all that came out, unfortunately, was a shilya, a placenta, whose vlad was nimoyach. The vlad was disintegrated, so it's impossible to tell if it was a zachar or a nekeva. Now, we all know from the Pasuk in Parshas Tazria that there are different dinim based on whether it was a zachar or a nekeva. If a woman gives birth to a zachar, then she's tamei for 7 days. If she gives birth to a nekeva, then she's tamei for 14 days. Furthermore, if she gave birth to a zachar after those 7 days, there are 33 days that any dam that she sees then is called dam taira. She doesn't become tamei, tumas nida, with that dam. If she gave birth to a nekeva, so aside from the 2 weeks, those 14 days that we said that she's tamei just from the leida itself, there are an additional 66 days during which if she sees dam nida, then she's tahira. So her dame taira is 66 days, double the amount of dame taira for zachar, just like the Yemei Tumah, immediately after the Leda, is double the amount of a zachar. Now this Isha, we don't know if the Leda took place on day 1 or day 2, because part of the Shilya came out. Now we know that if the Roish, or Roiv, of the Vlad emerges, the Leda is considered to have been that day, but we don't know since it was Nimoyach. Now what's the Halacha with day number 15? We know that we have to be Machmer for 14 days, just in case it was in a Keva. So the Din is that for 15 days, she's also Tameya, because the Leda could have been on the second day, and then the 15th day, from when it started to come out, is really the 14th day from the Leda. Asks Tosfos over there in Bava Kama, why don't we say that she should be Tahira on day number 15 because of a Sveksveika? Sveksveika is always Mutter. Why is it a Sveksveika? Because number 1, it could have been a Zachar, and then day 15, she's no longer Tmeya, she already stopped being Tmeya from day number 7. And even if it was in a Keva, it could have been that the Leda was on the first day, so that on day 15, she's already finished the Dmei Tumah from the Nekeva. So Tosfos answers that we cannot be Mitire her on day 15 because it's a Sveksveika. What does that mean? Because Tosfos says, suppose she sees dam on day number 41. Is that dam considered part of her Demet Toihar or not? Well, let's think. If she gave birth on the first day and it was a Zachar, then the next 7 days she's Tmeya Tumas Leda. The next 33 days after that is her Yemei Taira, which means 40 days after the Leda, if it was on the first day. So day number 41, Lefi that Tzad, is not from her Yemei Taira. However, there's a Sveksveika to be Matir, the dam that she sees on day 41. The Sveksveika is very simple. Number 1, maybe the Vlad was actually born on the second day, and then day 41 is really day 40. So even if she gave birth to a Zachar, it's part of the Yemei Tayar. Number 2, even if the Leda was on the first day, maybe it was in a Keva. And for an Keva, you have a longer Yemei Tayar. It's 66 days. And that, says Tosfos, would pose a problem. Because we just said that on day 15, we want to be Matir Midin Sveksveika, because number 1, it could have been born on the first day, and then day 15 is after the Yemei Tumah of the Leda. And number 2, even if it was on the second day, it could have been a Zachar. So we're being matir her in day 15, in the beginning, because of the Tzad, that maybe it was a Zachar. And then we're going to go be matir her on day 41, because of the Tzad, that maybe it was in a Keva. And then Mimanavshach, there was an Isser done. So the rule is that in a case where Mimanavshach and Isser is being done, we're not matir midin Sveksveika. Now, why don't we say, just be Mater one of the 2 days? Let's say just on 41, she should be Mutter if she sees Dam. And we won't be Mater day 15. Says Rabbi Chanan, obviously you see that you can't do that. Since Mitzad Atzmoy, the Din is a Tarti de Sasri, we don't use a Sveksveika either way. So that means that Kol Zman, we have a built-in stira when using a Sveksveika, we throw out both Sveksveikas. And therefore, Rabbi Chanan asks, why in our Gemara is Tosfos maskim that one person can eat one of the two tyres. He just can't eat both. So to answer this, once again, Rabbi Chanan is mechalik between the way that Chazaka works and the way that other dinim work. Over here, it's a chiluk between Chazaka and Sfek Sfeika. Chazaka, says Rabbi Chanan, as we explained before, Bedasa Tosfos, is not mevarer the metzias. It's not machriya the suffik. It's only a gzeres hakasev that when you're in a matzav of suffik, you don't take out the thing mechazkasei. It's a hanhaga. And over here, Rabbi Chanan illustrates it as follows. We know that if a person throws a get to his wife, and it's a suffik, if it was karev la or karev loy. The halacha is if he throws it into her dalet amis, she is mugureshes. What happens if he throws it to her and it's a suffik if it was closer to him or to her? If it was closer to her, then she's mugureshes. If it was closer to him, she's not mugureshes. If it was a suffik, then we are mamid her becheskas eishes ish. Now asks Rabbi Chanan, does the cheskas eishes ish have any bearing on the facts? Just because until now she was an eishes ish, is that mevar to us that the get fell closer to him? It definitely says nothing about the metzias. And since it doesn't address the metzias at all, it's possible that even by a tarti de sasri, we could say on each one individually, don't take it out of its chazaka. And we have to add over here, not only does the chazaka not tell me anything about the metzias, even after the Torah tells me to be soymech and chazaka, the Torah is not even telling me to assume one of the two tzdadim in metzias. The Torah is strictly telling me an haga how to behave. So of course it would be usher for one person to eat the two chatichas because then he knows that he's being over an iser. Because we were not machriya the suffik on any level. We didn't tell you anything about the metzias, and even after we paskined, it wasn't as if we paskined heter on the chaticha. We gave you permission not to take the chaticha out of its chazaka. But it wasn't as if we gave you even halachic clarification as to what actually happened. However, says Rabbi Chanan, Sfek Sfeika is begeder a birur. There is a logic that tells us that in all probability, this thing is mutter. But using logic, if it's going to be soyser, something else that's built on the same logic, it's impossible to use it. And then we can't even say, let's take one of them, because it's clear that in this case, my logic is flawed. So that's how Rabbi Chanan is miyashiv shitas ha-toisvis. So it basically comes out that according to the shitas ha-toisvis, the din chazaka is merely a hanhaga, sfek sfek on the other hand, is logic, and the way that we've explained toisvis, al-pi Rabbi Chanan, is that sfek tuma b'rshus ha-rabim sfek ha-tahar is also not merely a hanhaga, it's a achra v'adois. It may not be built on logic, but after the Torah tells you how to paskin, it's a psak vaday, and that's why it cannot work when there is a tarti de sasri. Shitas Rashi, the way we saw alpi the shita mukubetzes and the kunches achazokis, is that it may be true that sofik tum v'shesarabim sveikai Torah is a psak vaday, it's achra vadoiz, but it doesn't bother us, we'll do it anyway by a tarti de sasri, and that's why it has a nafkamina legabe eating the two tyres together. Chazaka also can operate as a psak vaday, according to Rashi, unless it is in a case of trey u'trey, everybody agrees that by trey u'trey you cannot use the hachra of chazaka, so Rashi holds there that it's only hanhaga of al tetzianu misafik. According to the Mishnah Melech, Rashi's shita is that safik tumrus hazarab misafik tahar is only hanhaga, unlike Tosfos, and that's why it doesn't bother us to apply it when there's a tati disasri. By hanhaga, just like Tosfos holds by chazaka, you can apply a psak that is hanhaga as long as it doesn't happen bevas achas. Now the Gemara comes out that although in the case of Shnei Shvilin, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Im nishal zebif ne'atzvoy v'zebif ne'atzvoy tahoyreis," and shneim ka'aches tmeyos. When they come separately, they're tahoyreis, and when they come together, they're tmeyos. And Rabbi Yossi argues, and he says, "Benkach u'benkach tmeyin." Nevertheless, the Gemara explains that that's not really the machloikis. Bevas achas, if they come together, divrei akol tmeyin. Everybody agrees that they're tmein. Bizacher zeh divrei akol tahorin. If they come separately, they come individually, everybody agrees that they're tahorin. Loi nechleku ela bevali shoyl alav v'al chaveiroi. The machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi is when he came and asked about himself and on his friend. Mar medamile lubevas achas. One of them, meaning Rabbi Yossi, considers that like the case of vas achas, and they're both tmein. Umar medamile lubezacher zeh. Now Tosfos in the Ramaschil Bebali Shoyl says as follows. He says, "Ein lefarish, you can't say that what we mean in this Gemara is Shebali Shoyl Bevas Achas. That when he asked about himself and his friend, he asked at the very same moment about himself and his friend. The Hasam Moidu Kuliyama the Tmeis Mikol Shekein the Bebali Shoyl Shteim Bevas Achas. Since we said that everybody agrees that if the two of them come together, then we cannot paskin on either of them that he's Torah, and we have to paskin that they're both Tmeis." Then Hu Adin and a Kol Shekein, in the case where one of them comes and asks one Shaila that involves himself and his friend, we would have to paskin that they're both Tmeis. So what are we talking about when we said that he asked on himself and his friend? Tosfos says, Elamayri sheshoal al atzmoi v'tiaruhu. He first asked about himself and they were mitire him. V'achakach bo lishoal al chaveru. And then afterwards he came to ask about his friend. Demar medamile lebas achas, kiven sheshoal al shnehem b'maymed echod. Rabbi Yossi is medame that to bevas achas, since in one maimed he asked on both. Omar medamile lezacher ze kiven shetiharuhu koidim. Since they were Matirim first, we look at that like two separate shilas. Now it comes out, according to Tosfos, and Tosfos speaks this out, that our Gemara, which is being Medama, the case of one hiding place that's only big enough for one woman, since we know that there were many kahanes in the city, Likula Yalma, it would be like a case of Avas Achas. Tosfos explained just now that even the Mandi Amar, who says that when you ask about yourself and your friend, that is like Bezacher Zeh, that cannot be if you ask at the same time about both. And therefore, says Tosfos, even Rabbi Yehuda, Lefi the Gemara's Kasha, would consider our case like a case of Bevas Achas. Because it's not as if we could split up the Shilas and say, let's first ask about one person, be Metayer, that woman, and then ask about other women. He says, Kivin de Sharu Lekulu Kivas Achas Dami, Afal Pisha Ein Bolafanenu Ella Al Achas, even if only one of them comes in front of us, because Makama Dover Yadua Lekoil, everybody knows Shahar Bekahanas Hoyu, Vaviki Ilu Bolisharlokulum Bevas Achas. Everybody agrees in this case. So Tosfos says that the way they're learning that the only time Bibal Lishal Alav Al Chaveiroi is considered Bezacher Zeh is if the person first got his Psak Din and only afterwards asked about his friend. But in a case where he asked about himself and his friend, then it's exactly an Akol Shekein. It's even more than the case of the two of them coming Bevas Achas. So Aris Gemara's Kasha is Lekuli Alma. And Tosfos says that Bechinam Dochak Bekuntris, Rashi had no reason to be mefarish that our Gemara's Kasha is according to Rabbi Yossi, because that's how Rashi learns in our Sugya. In Dibra Maschol Hachanami, when the Gemara asks the Kasha, Rashi says, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Halachak Rabbi Yossi, meaning to say that the Kasha the Gemara is asking is only Alibid Rabbi Yossi, who considers asking about himself and his friend like a case of Vas Achas. Then it's a Kasha, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that Allah Vachaveri is not like Vas Achas, our Gemara wouldn't have a Kasha. And indeed, Rashi's Lashitase, because in Psachim Daf Yudam Ad Aleph, Rashi explains our Gemara not like Tosfos. And according to the way Rashi learns over there in Psachim, he's forced to say over here that the Gemara's Kasha is only according to Rabbi Yossi. Because Rashi over there in Dibra Maschil, Allah Va'al Chaveiroi, says, Ma Tehei Al Shneinu. Allah Va'al Chaveiroi means that he's asking simultaneously about both of them. And even so, Rabbi Yehuda is medame that case to the case of Zecher Zeh. He says, Rabbi Yossi medame lehu lebas achas, even though the two of them are not lefanecha, they're not in front of us, but nevertheless, tzorich ato hayroa achas l'shneim. You need to have one psak for both of them. Oy tmeim atem, oy tohoyrim atem. Very ain't at the yecholoyim tohoyrim atem. You cannot say tohoyrim atem. Rabbi Yehuda medame lehu lezecher zeh, Hoyel ve'ein kan shoyel ella echod, since there's only one shoyel, mishivin loy tahar ata. We can answer him, you are tahar. And Rashi says, ome atzma yavin, he'll automatically understand, shaf chaveire kamayu, that his friend is just like him. Avok sheshneim shoyelim b'toch kdei dibur, when the two of them ask b'toch kdei dibur, tzorech ata lohoshiv l'shneim ke'echod. Then you have to answer the two of them together. So Rashi clearly learns that there's really no problem with the case of Avas Achas that the two of them should be Tahirim. Even if we're going to issue a psak and he'll understand that he and his friend are both Tahirim, that doesn't bother us. It's just that we can't come out as Moire Hora and say Shneichem Tahorim. It's a Hora issue. Chazal cannot give a Hora which is Mechsi Keshikra. And therefore, if the Chacham only has to utter the words Tahir Atta, it doesn't bother us. And Rabbi Yossi holds that in the case where he asks about himself and his friend, then we're Mechuyiv to respond to the question, and that's considered like we're making Hora to the two of them. And we say Hora to the two of them, that we can't do. So the Hora problem exists in this case as well. And that's why Rashi in our Sugya learns that the Shiloh of our Gemara is only according to Rabbi Yossi, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, there would be no problem. Because if one of the women would come in front of us, all we have to do is respond to her. Unlike Tosfos, who learns that if one person comes and asks about himself and his friend, if he poses the question to us about himself and his friend, lekuleyama bein lefir Yehuda bein lefir Yosi, we would have a problem. That would be like bevas achas, and that's why Tosfos says that our Gemara is going according to both of them, because everybody knows that there were many kahanas. So essentially, when we're paskening on this one lady, we're paskening on everybody. Rashi does not learn that way. Rashi learns that the Gemara is kipshutai. When it says it doesn't mean that they first were mitire him and then afterwards he asks about his friend. It means he asks about both of them at one time. And yet, we don't have the Hora problem, according to Rabbi Yehuda, because we don't have to say out of our mouth the words, you too are Tahirin. We could just say Tahir Atta, and he'll understand automatically that his friend is Tahir also. It's only Rabbi Yossi who has a problem, because he says that even if only one person is in front of us, we have to issue a psak about everybody. We have to say either Tahirin Matem or Tmei Matem. The Gemara brings a Shiloh. Boy Rav Ashi, Amra Loinich Besi, Veloinit Mesi, Mahu. Since we came out that in a city that has a hiding place, we allow each one of the women to retain her chazaka that she's tahira, because we are toila on the tzad that she hid from the goyim, and that's why she's tahira. What happens if a woman came and told us, I did not hide. However, loinit mesi, I was not violated. Mahu, what's a din? Mi amrinan mali l'shaker. She has a migu. Instead of lying and saying loy nechbesi v'loy netmesi, she could have just as easily have said nechbesi, I did hide. Oy duma loy amrinan. Or do we not say malo l'shaker? Now, what exactly is the tzad that the Gemara has that we should not say malo l'shaker? So the Ritva explains that it's not as if we're being mesupik whether we bichlal say the taina of malo l'shaker. Oy duma loy amrinan malo l'shaker gabe hai. In this case, we wouldn't say malo l'shaker. And he explains the taina is nechbesi, the taina that I did hide, ain't a berura kol kach. It is not such a clear taina. What does the Ritva mean that it's not such a clear taina? Perhaps the Ritva is basing this on what he himself said a few lines earlier. The Ritva tells us that since in our Gemara, the only way to be metire this Isha is to go with the assumption that she was the one who hid in the Machboya, it's actually a very embarrassing thing for her to say. Imagine the entire city is under threat and there's a hiding place that could hold one person and she took that hiding place for herself. She would be embarrassed to say that. And any time you have a malil shaker that's built on a taina that she could have tainted, but that taina is something that she wouldn't want to taina, we no longer have the hechacha of malil shaker. Alternatively, it could be that when he says over here that it's not berura kol kach, what he means is not because she's embarrassed to say it, but rather people don't necessarily know that we would be mitire her based on the taina that she hid there. Because hagufa, since it's a place where there are many women and there's only one hiding place with enough space for one woman, she may think to herself, I would not be nemenes to say that I hid there. Because what are the odds that I was the only one who managed to get into that hiding place? That's why she may want to say this taina, not realizing that she would be nemenes with the other taina. The Gemara then asks, why is this different than the story that Gavra da'agale chamer lechavre? There was somebody who rented a donkey to his friend. Amalei, he told the Seichel Tezel Beurcha de Nahar Pekoid, do not go in that way. There's water on the road to Nahar Pekoid, Ikamaya. Zil Beurcha de Narash, go in a different road, the Lekamaya, over there's no water. Now what happened was, Va'azal Iyu Beurcha de Nahar Pekoid umis Chamra. He actually went on the road of Nahar Pekoid, and the donkey died. Also, Kamei de Rava, he came in front of Rava, Amalei, in, Beurcha de Nahar Pekoid Asli, I did go in the road that I wasn't supposed to, the one that was usually has water. Miu loy havamaya, there was no water there. And Rava said, Mali l'shaker, Ibai Amalei Beurcha de Narash Asli. He could have said, I went in the Urcha de Narash. So why does he have to lie and say that he went in Nahar Pekoid and there was no water? Let him just say that he went Beurcha de Narash. Amalei Abaye, Mali l'shaker b'makam edim loy amrinan. We don't say, a Mali l'shaker b'makam edim. which means that there's really an Anan Tzadi, it's like we ourselves are Edim, that there was water there, because it's usually Motzi for water to be there. To which the Gemara answers, Hachi Hashta, Hasam, Vade Ike Edim, Dika Maya. Since it's not Motzi for there to be no water, the Derech is for there to be Maya, and therefore it's like a Malushakir B'makam Edim. But Hacha, Vade Yitami, was she definitely Nitnez? Chashashahu, it's only Chashash. So we do say Amal al-Shakir b'makam Chashash. We do not say, according to Abaya, Amal al-Shakir b'makam Anan Tzadi, because an Anan Tzadi is like Edim. Now the Ritva points out that, of course, when there's a Migo b'makam Edim Mamish, everybody agrees that you're not Nema. So what exactly is Machloikis Rav and Abaya over here? He says here, it wasn't Edim Mamish Kenegdon, Ela Sh'al Haroiv Shchichi Tamon Maya. Al pi roiv, there's usually water there. So Abaya holds that a roiv is like Edim, and Rava holds, since there's a miut, you could say migu. It's against a roiv, but it's not against Edim. That is the Ritva's first pshat. According to this pshat, it comes out that Machlokes Abaya and Rava is, do we say migu keneged roiv or not? And take a look at Tosfos and Baba Basra, Tzadik Beis Mebeis, Debar Maschel Vamai. Tosfos says over there, Bepshitas, that Migu helps Keneged Roiv. According to Ritva, that is Machlokes Abaya and Rava over here. The second Hesber the Ritva gives in the Machlokes Abaya and Rava is that Rava holds that based on the Migu, we're Mitartzinon Dibure. We touch up his words as if he would have said, not that there wasn't water there, but there wasn't enough water for my donkey to die. That is not Neged Edim, because it's not as if we have an Umdina, an Anan Tzadi, that there was enough water to kill his donkey. Abaya, on the other hand, holds that we do not mitaritz his lashon, and this is very similar to a machloikis that Abaya and Rav themselves have in Baba Basra, and Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph, where two people are arguing about a piece of karka. One of them says, this was my father's. The other one says, it's my father's. And then one of the two brings Raya, brings Edim, that it was his father's. And the other fellow says, I have Edim, that I stayed there for Shnei Chazaka. I was Oichel Shnei Chazaka. I was there for 3 years. So he's not tiny that he bought it from him. He's saying it was my father's. Rava says, you have a Malu L'Shaker, because he could have said that I bought it from you, and it would have been Nemam, since he has Shnei Chazaka. Abaya says that it's a Migu, it's a Malu L'Shaker, but Makam Edim. So why does Rava hold that he's Neman? The answer is because we're Metartzina Dibure, as if he would have said, not it is my father's, but my father bought it from your father. Or else, the Samchi Allah Kidavasi, I am so secure that it belongs to me as if it was a Yerusha from my father. Either which way, we're Metartzina Dibure like Rava, and according to Abaya, we're not Metartzina Dibure, so Abaya and Rava over here are Lushita.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.